Still heart, still mind. These things eluded Erin, floated before her like snowflakes in sun, visible for a moment, then melted and gone. She fiddled with the smooth coral beads of the Nautilin Tranquility bracelet Master Zalo had given her when she'd been promoted to Jedi Knight, silently counting the smooth, slick beads, sliding them over their chain one after another. She sought the calm of the Force. No use. What was wrong with her? Outside, speeders hummed past the large window that looked out on a bucolic, beautiful Alderaanian landscape suitable for a painting. Inside, she felt turmoil. Ordinarily, she was better able to shield herself from surrounding emotions. She usually considered her empathic sense a boon of the Force. But now, she realized she was bouncing her leg. Stopped. She crossed and uncrossed her legs. Did it again. Sayo sat beside her, calloused hands crossed over his lap, as still as the towering statuary of Alderaanian statesmen that lined the domed, marble-tiled hall in which they sat. Light from the setting sun poured through the window, pushing long shadows across the floor. Sayo did not look at her when he spoke.
You are restless.
Yes. In truth, she felt as if she were a boiling pot, the steam of her emotional state seeking escape around the lid of her control. The air felt charged, agitated. She would have attributed the feelings to the stress of the peace negotiations, but it seemed to her something more. She felt a doom creeping up on her, a darkness. Was the Force trying to tell her something?
Restlessness ill suits you, Sayo said.
I know. I feel odd. His expression did not change behind his short beard, but he would know to take her feelings seriously.
Odd? How?
She found his voice calming, which she supposed was part of the reason he had spoken.
As if something is about to happen. I can explain it no better than that.
This originates from the Force? From your empathy?
I don't know. I just feel like something is about to happen.
He seemed to consider this, then said,
Something is about to happen.
He indicated with a glance the large double doors to their left, behind which Master Darnalla and Jedi Knight Satil Shan had begun negotiations with the Sith delegation.
An end to the war, if we are fortunate.
She shook her head.
Something other than that.
She licked her lips, shifted in her seat.